Hey, good morning, Sower Nation. It is Thursday, September the 11th, in the year of our Lord 2025. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. And guys, this is going to be a special day. Today is the day that we're bringing in my old friend, and he's going to be your friend too, Chris Tomlin, to help us on the wake-up call. This has been a long dream of mine. Now, it's going to be a little bit different. And I know some people just don't like change. So could you just bear with us today and lean in and just receive what's coming? I'm going to be sharing a little bit, and then we're going to cut over to what we did together a few weeks ago. And then he's going to sing one of his most celebrated songs. So, yeah, let's begin with consecration per usual. Wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, today's entry is entitled How to Heal Our Broken Heart from a Broken Image of God. And our text is from Matthew chapter 11, verses 25 through 30. Hear now the word of the Lord. At that time, Jesus declared, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and understanding and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. That's the word of the Lord. Now consider this. What is God like? Part of our fallenness as human beings is we all have a broken and distorted image of who God is and what God is like. The story of the Bible is the story of a God who pursues us to reveal and convince us of his love for us. Still, for many reasons, we misunderstand the nature and character of God. Before we knew God was a sovereign king, before Jesus, we knew God was a righteous judge. It wasn't until Jesus, the Son of God, that we knew God primarily and personally as a good father. I've always loved the way Eugene Peterson translated verse 27 from today's text from Matthew's gospel. Here, Jesus resumed talking to the people, but now tenderly. The Father has given me all these things to do and say. This is a unique Father-Son operation coming out of Father and Son intimacies and knowledge. No one knows the Son the way the Father does, nor the Father the way the Son does. But I'm not keeping it to myself. I'm ready to go over it line by line with anyone willing to listen. This is a beautiful and brilliant description of what the Gospels are all about. Jesus going over the goodness and glory of God line by line with us. That's gospeling. Today, as I noted, I got a special treat for us on the wake-up call. A few weeks back, I met up with my old friend Chris Tomlin in a small church, Trinity Methodist, on the outskirts of Franklin, Tennessee. And he was gracious to play and sing some of his songs and talk through them with me on camera. If you are a read-only participant, of course, that's not you if you're listening or watching this. I'm saying in the email, you're going to need to read or listen to get the rest of this. And it's change, I know. Some of you just won't like it, but most of you, I think, will and be blessed by it. It's actually kind of a dream for me to be able to share this with you. I've long looked forward to it. And we'll be sharing an intermittent series of these episodes here as we progress through the Gospels. So, Chris, you know, this king, it's like the Bible has three primary massive images for God. King is the first one, and then judge. And then this Galilean, this man from Nazareth, this God-man shows up on the scene, and he steps into the water, okay? And John, he's like, I'm coming for baptism.
Right.
And John, he's like, oh, no. You got to baptize me.
Right. Yeah, I'm not worthy.
And Jesus says, no, this is to fulfill all righteousness. And, you know, for the longest time, I have an understanding of righteousness that's primarily about, like, you need to measure up. You got to do right, right? And I start looking into that word. I think it's, I'm going to pronounce it wrong in the Greek, but it's diakosune or something like that. People on a wake-up call, they know I'm not a Bible scholar.
That's not true, man.
I'm not.
That's not true.
I'm a Bible lover.
Yes, you are.
But diakosune, and what it means, it means the approval of God. It's like God approves you. Right? While we were yet sinners, right? He's wiping the slate clean, and all that we have to do is accept his acceptance of us. But we spend so much of our life trying to measure up, trying to merit it somehow. And Jesus gets in that water, and John takes him under, and as he's coming up, he hears a voice from heaven. It's the Father. We didn't know there was a Father till we knew there was a Son.
Right.
Okay?
Right, right.
This is the revelation.
This is huge.
That you got a Father, and he loves you. He's crazy about you.
Yeah.
He approves you. Stop running from him. And the words of God come down and they say, this is my son, my beloved. With him, I am well pleased. He has my full approval.
Wow.
And of course, the Holy Spirit descends, rends the heavens, the Bible says. And so, this is where we get the picture of what a good father looks like.
Yes.
And of course, you know, we're baptized in his baptism.
Yeah.
His baptism is our baptism. We're buried with Christ. We're raised with Christ, right? It's him. This king has come down into the water. And he's like, let me tell you about my father.
Mm. Yeah.
And you've sung about that.
Yes. Good Good Father. What a song. The story behind it is amazing. My wife, Lauren, she sent me a text one day. I was out on the road and traveling on tour like I normally am. And she said, Chris, you've got to listen to this song. You've got to listen to this song. And she's never sent me a text ever with a song. You know, so I should probably pay attention to that, right? And she's like, you should listen to this song. So
you're like, yeah, right.
Yeah. And so I was like,
thanks for shopping, Lauren.
I totally forgot to do it. Totally forgot to listen. And I got home and she was like, hey, did you listen to that song I sent you? And I was like, and I was thinking, oh man, this could go a couple ways. So I was thinking, it's like, babe, you know, I'm on the road, you know, and I'm sitting on a tour bus for 8 hours a day doing nothing. You know, I didn't have time. I didn't get to it. And she's like, are you kidding me? And she says, I'm gonna play it right now. And I remember we are in the car, we're going to grab some dinner. I just got home, and she starts playing this song. And she goes, I just thought this song would mean something to you. I thought I thought of you when I heard this song. And she starts playing it, and it's this early, like this demo thing version, and it's "You're a good, good father, it's who you are."
Pat.
Yeah, and I was like, "What is this?" And instantly, I get on my phone. She's like, "Are you kidding me?"
House fires.
Yeah, I was like, "She goes, you can't listen to a song without getting on your phone." I was like, "No, I'm looking." I'm like, "Who wrote this song?" I'm like, "This." I instantly thought this is powerful, and then I found out it was my buddy Pat Barrett was a writer on this song. And I started singing this. I just loved it so much. I started singing it to my girls. I got three girls, and I started singing it to them when they go to sleep. I would sing this at night. We would just get together by their bed, and this would be the song we'd sing. And I started thinking, I want to sing this everywhere I go. This is helping people. This is helping me. I bet this is going to help so many people connect to God as a father.
Yes.
Again. And so I reached out to Pat. I was like, man, can I record this song? And he's like, oh, this is amazing timing. I've been trying to figure out what to do with this song. Lots of people have been calling me about it. I'd love for you to record it. I was like, well, why don't you come play it with me? He goes, well, before you record it, why don't you, let me tell you where it came from. And I was like, okay. And he said, I wrote this with a buddy named Tony Brown. He said, the original chorus came from Tony. And he goes, what's amazing is Tony's never known his dad, never met his dad. And he said, isn't it amazing that a song that has helped people, that has been this connected to God as a father, comes from someone who's never known their earthly dad?
Wow.
And
that's profound.
That's very profound. And I think there's a reason for that. Maybe there was an extra download, a special download from the perfect father.
Yeah.
And every time I sing that, you're perfect in all your ways, that's sometimes a hard thing to say and to believe in our world. And yet, I think about that baby being born, that Jesus being born. I think about this baby coming into nothing and coming into this world and no fanfare and God, and that being, what is this? And you're perfect in all your ways. I think about the cross, and this looked like disaster, mm-hmm. and you're perfect in all your ways. I think about my own life and things that I'm like, I look back and go, I didn't see it, but now I can see it. And God, I don't see it all, but I can say that in faith, that you're perfect in all your ways, nobody gets it right here on this earth, especially as a dad, but God is a perfect father.
Yeah.
And I'm so the moral of this story is listen to your wife. You know, listen to all you guys out there. If your wife sends you a song, you should listen to it. Because it's my most biggest streaming song I've ever recorded.
That is.
And that is that's the number one. And she's never sent me another song, JD. So I'm like, Lauren, please. You're one for one.
I may send her some of my lyrics. That's great, Chris. How about we sing that song now?
Yeah, here it is.
I heard a thousand stories of what they think you're like, and I heard the tender whisper of love in the dead of of night and he did that you're pleased and that I'm never alone. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. Searching for answers far and wide, but I know we're all searching for answers. Only you provide, 'cause you know just what we need before we say a word. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. Yes, you are, Lord. You are perfect in all of your ways. Oh, you're perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways to us. Oh, is love so undeniable? I hardly speak. Peace so unexplainable. I can hardly think as you call me. Deeper still as you call me. Deeper still as you call me. Deeper still into love. Love, love, you're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. Good, good father.
It's who you are.
It's who you are. Who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am.
That special? It was for me. Well, let's pray. Jesus, thank you for revealing to us our good, good Father. And thank you for being such a good, good Son. And thank you for going over it all with us line by line. Heal. Would you heal our broken image of God and deepen our sense of being loved by the one who is perfect in all of his ways. Praying in your name, Jesus. Amen. All right, journal prompts. Have you, or how have you struggled to know and experience God as a good, good Father? How might Jesus be working to heal your broken image of who God is and what God is like? Well, that's going to be a wrap for today. Yeah, thanks for bearing with the little shifting around. It's great, great time I'm having with you in the Gospels together. Get your seeds. They're going to see the radiance of the love of the Father on your face today. And I'll see you on the field for the awakening. I'm J.D. Walt.